What an introduction.
What an intro. That was Linda Linda by the Blue Hearts. And this has been what this is.
We're just getting started. This is a CIT Archive show. We're back. Ooh. We weren't here a couple weeks ago, but now we're back and better than ever. And Michael picked out this issue because he really liked the cover.
I really love the cover.
The cover is really beautiful.
It was designed by Joanna Block, and we're talking about the August 1991 issue of Discorder. It looks so trippy. I love it.
It's really beautiful.
Oh my God.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can go to the Instagram, the CIT Archive Show Instagram, and you'll be able to see this beauty.
This beauty.
And its digital glory.
I like the font too. It looks so like 60s. It looks like
very 60s. Very. Yeah. Did you know that those like psychedelic, like graphic, like that psychedelic approach to graphic design actually originated in like the 1920s.
What?
And then it was kind of like, I don't even know, but I remember seeing this somewhere. And then it was kind of, it had a bit of a renaissance in the 60s with like the hippie movement, I guess, but
there
yeah.
we go. It's beautiful. It's and really also beautiful. There's another really, it's a really cool ad. It's for it says Board of Summer, enter the Twilight Zone. I guess it's an ad for like a bar. I guess it's number 7 Alexander Street.
Oh, the Twilight Zone was a bar at the time, right?
Yeah
It's funny, there's probably people listening being like, oh yeah, I've been there
yeah
many times. They were like, oh
yeah, that was
when
that was there this? Yeah. It looks like the Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Goo.
It does.
Yeah.
It's not the same. No. It looks very similar, though.
It looks great. I like it.
It looks great. yeah, Michael sent me a screenshot of this through WhatsApp, and I felt very identified because I had been just talking about, I was just telling my boyfriend how I was kind of sick of summer and I was ready to move into the fall. But now I regret saying that because it's pretty gloomy.
Okay, no.
Take it back.
This is my thing, though. I think summer's overrated. It's my least favorite season.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I rave about summer, but for some reason this year I'm like, actually, I don't like summer as much as I maybe did a couple years ago. I feel like I had a really good summer 2 years ago, and maybe the rest has not really lived to those expectations. I don't even know what it is. I guess
it's coasting on reputation at this point.
I think so. And I feel like there's like different seasons that you're more into and different stages of your life, maybe. And maybe that's what's happening to me now.
Mm.
That's my theory.
Anyway, let's talk about the Blue Hearts.
Yeah.
Absolutely iconic Japanese punk rock band. They were only around for 10 years. Pretty crazy. Only from 85 to 95.
Mm.
But
The impact that they had
made punk rock huge in Japan. And famously, I guess that song was the movie Linda, Linda, Linda.
Was named after the song.
There's like I've never seen it, but I know like the big scene where these high school girls start a band,
cool.
I guess like the climax of the movie is them singing.
And
Linda,
this came
Linda.
Out 2005.
The movie came out in 2005. I want to watch it so bad. And also shout out Isia.
Shout out Isia.
Isia's always raving about the movie. I think it's Isia's favorite movie actually. Mm-hmm. And then
the Linda Lindas, current band, right? And they're punk.
Have you listened to the Linda Lindas?
No, but I've heard the name like around a lot.
I think they're sisters or something.
They're from LA. They're based in LA.
Yeah.
And yeah, they've been around since 2018, and they're making punk music. Rock.
I need to listen. You know what? Okay.
I guess more rock.
You sold me on this. I'm much more open to listening to punk music and more post punk music.
Nice.
After, all right.
What sold you?
Brief diatribe.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Stop Making Sense last night.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
It is the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. David Byrne, his voice isn't that great. He can't dance. He's so awkward.
That's the beauty of it, though.
He moves so weirdly, but like he's such a magnetic performer.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't help but like notice him mm-hmm. when he's moving on stage and when he like dances in that silly like mm-hmm. gigantic suit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Also, I don't know if this is bad to say. There's a part where he takes off the top part of the blazer part of the gigantic suit.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears a red hat. But he's still wearing the big pants. So he looks like a really fat dude. He looks like Donald Trump at like Mar-a-Lago. I'm okay. To anyone who's seen the movie, I can't be
I
the
can't
only
say
person
anything because I haven't seen it yet.
Who thinks this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, we've been yapping
Probably
enough.
Not.
Up next, we have The Criminal
mm-hmm.
and Mona Lisa by Sons of Freedom. Oh. Well, we scuffed that.
Spotify does this thing where it plays across different devices. Also, I canceled my Spotify membership. Very proud to say that. And I encourage anybody listening to do the same if you have Spotify.
I need to get on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's try this one more time.
We'll get there. It's
all right, The Criminals by Sons of Freedom.
Good things come to those who wait.
Trust the man.
So you just listened to Mona Lisa by Sons of Freedom, and Sons of Freedom are from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hell yeah. Did you say they were nominated for a Juno too?
Uh-huh. For most promising group.
Ooh.
Very vague title in my opinion, but
most promising group?
Yeah.
What yeah, like how constitute? Do you Yeah, and also like they had been around for like 3 years before then. So like how do you what's the qualifier for that? I wanna look into this. What's the criteria for most promising group at the Juno?
I have a feeling that one of the bands that we talked about before in the show was also nominated or won.
The Blue Hearts?
No. Way back.
Which one?
One of the earlier episodes.
Most promising? I feel like I know which one you're talking about.
I think it might have been like the 604 exhibition.
Yeah, yeah. I remember there was like one.
I remember you sharing me.
I don't recall.
Will it come back? Will it come back?
I don't think so. I mean, we can pull up the Google Doc and we'll figure it out later.
Do the people really want to know? You don't. Just go to the Wikipedia page.
No, call in.
Call in.
Call in and see. Let's
if you really want to know. Anyways, Vancouverite group. They had a reunion in 2015. Apparently,
shout out.
And
well, I think one of them founded Rat Silo too.
It's another band.
Yeah, another Vancouver band.
Okay, cool.
We're really satisfying our lower mainland content.
Yeah, CanCon.
Hell yeah.
They're not featured in the charts, but Michael found a big one-page ad dedicated to, what is it, like a show of theirs? Or
a three-day show. They played 3 days at the Cruel Elephant.
Wow.
Which is apparently
the only alternative dining lounge.
Yeah. There was, looking it up, there's a really good episode from this thing called In Search of Lost Venues. It's a bunch of and they did an episode about the Cruel Elephant, and apparently Keith Perry, who founded Scratch Records, opened it in 1990.
Who?
Scratch Records.
Who founded
this guy called Keith Perry? In a bunch of bands apparently, including Superconductor, Octatracker, Tour de Club, Kicking It with Coho, The Gay. Yeah, just The Gay.
Sick.
Pink Mountaintops and Neko Case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Many of them.
A lot of them. And basically, it started in August 1990 and it lasted for a couple of years. Unfortunately, not around anymore.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you ever, like, all the places, like, we go to now, like, places like Green Auto and, like, Red Gate and things like that, I wonder what it'll be like in, like, 20,
I mean, yeah,
years,
a lot of venues like have already closed and, like,
reopened. Like, reopened. Like,
648.
648, yeah. And now it's Take Your Time.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of been a pattern. I guess it's always been a thing. I feel like the city's, like, pretty used to it, but it
I
would
think
be.
It's a thing everywhere, kinda.
So, more so here, though, I feel. For some reason.
Because I was talking to a friend who works at a very big venue here. Well, not like a huge, like Rogers Arena or something like that, but like a local venue.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, the only way for you to make money on things like this is if you get bought out by, like, Live Nation or, like, MRG
there you
or something
go.
Like
and
that.
And that's usually what happens.
You're, like, all these places are, like, hemorrhaging money
most
of the time.
Yeah, it would pain me to see Green Auto go, though. Green Auto is, like, amazing.
Green Auto just gets bought out by, like, Live Nation.
Don't even.
Taylor Swift performs a secret show on her new, like, her secret first show.
Oh, my God.
At Green Auto Fest. Also, did you see the cover art for that thing?
What thing?
The new Taylor Swift album.
There's another one? I don't know.
She announced one last night.
Is it good? Do you like it?
The cover art?
You refer to it as that thing, so I'm going to assume that you're not into it.
Okay, what do you... The album... Wait, okay. Let me show you. New album. The album... Okay, oh my God. I'm actually like... I was talking to my coworkers about this. What do you think her album is called? I can't believe we're talking about Taylor Swift on CIT Archives. What do you think it's called?
Like Flower Bomb or like
what is
like
it? Tyler
ever,
the
ever, ever,
dude,
like the Evergrass,
the life
Evergreen.
Of a showgirl. She's the last person.
I guess she's
a showgirl.
Wait, Isn't that like that Pamela Anderson movie?
The Last Showgirl?
Oh, okay, no. Yeah, nothing to do.
And like, oh, I hate it so much. I'm not a fan. I like some of Taylor Swift's music, actually. I like some of her
she's
albums.
Iconic. Like, you she's iconic. You must acknowledge that.
She has like classic albums, don't get me. Well, okay, she has very good albums. But I'm not a fan. The life of a showgirl, like, I don't think of...
I think we should move on and talk about Hole. That's okay, what the people want to hear. Hole. Okay, it's an honestly pretty...
Do you like it?
It's cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about a
it's
good...
It's different. Okay,
let's talk about someone with great album covers. Let's talk about someone... Hole.
Okay.
It's such a diatribe.
Hole is a band.
Are they?
Yeah, what do you mean? Well, used to, no yeah. longer. Courtney Love, you know her, you love her. There's an interview in this issue with Hole, and apparently Courtney Love is like drinking cough syrup the entire time.
She's drinking codeine.
Yeah, and she's...
Wait.
Yeah, and the interviewer is like, she's been inseparable from her cough syrup all night.
Was she sipping lean? Yeah, she was.
She said, I love codeine. Are there any brands up here that have lots of codeine? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
She was here before
Like,
Feature.
It's great. Like, good for her, you know. And there's a lot of songs in the charts as well.
Yeah. One famous song that's in the charts. What's the name of it?
What do you mean?
The song that's in the charts from Hole?
There's like a few of them. Which one are you talking about?
The one that they mentioned. The one that the interviewer's like, what is a...
What?
It's Dick Nail.
Oh, okay. Oh, my Lord. I didn't read the whole thing. Like, I just got here.
The interviewer just keeps asking the same question. So, like, what is a Dick Nail? Like, what is that? Like, this interviewer is so...
What do you think is a Dick Nail,
Michael?
I have
no idea. Like, what... I don't know. Like,
Courtney it sounds Love, like a really annoying...
Like a really annoying
person.
Dude. A really annoying dude. I feel like it can't. It has to be a dude.
We're all dudes to an extent.
What?
I don't know. Let's play the song.
All right, let's play. Up next, we have...
My Last Two Brain Cells.
Your Last Two Brain Cells.
It's late, guys.
Dick Nail.
It's past my bedtime.
Hole. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back. You just listened to Dick Nail by Hole, which is also featured in the Nowhere soundtrack,
an iconic
Gregoraki film. Highly recommend watching it. It's pretty crazy. Probably the campiest thing you're ever going to watch. I was lucky enough to see it in theaters last year.
Where'd you see it?
At the Cinematheque. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was really good. It blew my mind.
I volunteered there and I didn't see it.
And you didn't see it. Anyways, we came to realize that Dick Nail is not an annoying person.
Is not
well,
a
bad person. Well, they can also be annoying. And just like a sensitive content warning, the song is criticizing,
it's like the finger
blaming
pointing.
The
like
victim blaming, blaming, yeah, victim blaming,
yeah,
and
also
so
it implies a much more sensitive topic in that
yeah.
it's like a father-daughter relationship, which is odd to me that the guy who interviewed them was like, how did this person not No.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're just as curious as this person was, right? Like, what's a Dick Nail? People want to know. But then Courtney says the lyrics are pretty clear. And this is our first time listening to the song properly.
Yeah.
And we've kind of came to realize that. So putting it out there.
Putting
she's
out
a great
there.
Artist. She's a really great artist. And we're going to listen to another whole song now.
What is it?
What's it called? Good Sister, Bad Sister.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Good Sister, Bad Sister. Run down and jagged and naked.
Dude, I just totally blew my tires. Why were you even going so fast? I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto. The CITR block party. Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now.
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free, but if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram. Make you shake your kettle. Thank you. Did you hear that? Through the best of times, through the worst of times. Attention, attention, attention. All artists, scene makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you, in all of your resistance to colonialism, we want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Callicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca. dulf.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Skakuya, Tilitin, who Musqueam must stay. Hey!
We're back.
You're listening to the CIT Archive Show, and this is 101.9 FM.
From the unceded Musqueam territory in British Columbia. We wanted to give a shout out, a special shout out to
our friend Janice.
To our dear
Janice
friend.
Janice McKenzie. Janice was our guest in the last episode, and her band, The Touch and Goes, is featured in the charts in this issue. Number 53?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 10 or 100 years.
Yeah.
By The Touch and Goes. Also, shout out to The Touch and Goes. If you guys missed it last time, they released a lot of their old music on Bandcamp. And so you can go check it out there. I assume it's like touchandgoes.bandcamp.com. I'm not sure about that. But
yeah,
just Google,
if you just Google The Touch
and
Goes
Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was right. touchandgoes.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will get access to a bunch of, to In Your Pocket, their album. They had another album called Touch and Goes, and just like the In Your Pocket single. I highly recommend it. Also, shout out Janice. I hope we get Janice back soon.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Janice was
that
awesome.
That was a great episode. Really, really good episode.
What else did you really like from this issue, Sophie?
The cover.
You like the cover.
There's a lot of gems in here. I mean, there's a really funny article
about
called Choosing a New Lover.
It is an interesting article.
And it's just kind of like, it starts, so your lover just left you. It looks final. All the cramps tapes are gone. Same with your fave Smith's poster. Hell. Time to start looking for someone new. You have to try. Maybe the next one will stay longer than 3.5 weeks. And it's just like a really funny.
It's like full of great one-liners in this one.
It says something. I can say this because I'm from Peru. Mm. This person says, the Latinos, including French, Italian, Portuguese, Spanish, most of them are rude, crass, and terribly unromantic. I beg to differ.
Oh, yeah.
But the other...
Wait, no, they didn't mention Peruvians in this. So.
They don't mention Peruvians, but like,
so you're not included in this.
You know, there's a lot of Spanish and Peruvians because we got colonized, so...
They meant the...
But you are wrong. Jules Killiam. Killiam?
Jules Killiam.
You are wrong.
How dare you call Sophie the
But it's a funny article, okay? Like, I'll... Like,
it
I'm
is funny.
It's a very entertaining read.
So. I like it. They're talking about, like... Like, where to find a new partner. It's just like, they literally
the meat
just say,
market.
Like, yeah, a meat market will always be a meat market. Just go to the place where you found your partner before.
Yeah.
Just go find
just
them
go.
Again.
It's still the meat market.
And, like, I like what they say about, like, how tall and how short your partner should be.
Yeah.
Shorter people on average are very casual, relaxed, and a great deal kinder. Someone who is very short.
See, I agree with that.
I tend to agree. As two short people hosting the show.
Mm-hmm. A short queen and a short king.
A short queen and a short king. I tend to agree with this, you know. I'd say we're pretty casual, relaxed, and a great deal kinder than everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God. This is so
I don't
goofy.
Know. I don't know. I don't even know, you guys.
But I love the... I like the ending, though. And it just ends with like, looks like your best bet is your basic average everyday type. That's exactly what the last
this
one was.
This was written in 1999, and I must say it's quite dated in many senses because now we have like online dating. And
yeah.
You don't be meeting people at the meat market.
Yeah. Well, the meat market is just Hinge.
That's I guess the meat market. Is that code for...
The meat market is just digital now.
Right. You can also buy meat online now. So
yeah, exactly.
The meat market is quite... Maybe you can fall in love with a meat market chatbot.
Whoa. Actually, okay. While I was on the bus here, I saw someone ranting to ChatGPT, having a manic breakdown to ChatGPT.
Like you saw them text like over
yes,
their
I was. This is
okay,
wrong of me.
Okay, snooper.
I am a snooper.
You
I'm
are
a very
it.
Snoopy
it's
person.
It's fine. So am I. We all
but
are. We just don't.
Good
like
lord, I could not believe my eyes. Oh my goodness, this person and ChatGPT was like being like, yeah, no, you're right to be
okay.
Crazy.
If you
this.
Are this person, please email us. We'll be your friends.
We'll hang out with you.
archivescollective@citr.ca. please find a human being. Like, your feelings are so valid, but please talk to a person
please
that can like talk back at you.
Yeah.
You don't and want, not bullshit out of their ass.
You don't want an echo chamber with
please
things like that. You seem
everything's
like you're
gonna
in
be
a bad
okay
place.
Everything's gonna be okay. You know, we're all there once in a while. Summer makes us feel manic. I feel manic in the summer sometimes.
I feel manic right now going to 60 viewings in the past month.
Yeah, so, that's a manic behavior.
So
it's fine, though.
You got this, buddy.
It's okay.
We believe in you as long as you please, please, please do not stop.
Yeah.
Please talk to your friends.
In conclusion, go to the meat market and make a friend at the meat market.
Exactly.
Actually, go buy some meat and find... Befriend the meat person.
Befriend the meat person?
The butcher.
Oh, okay. So we should
maybe
just...
Maybe go talk to the butcher. If you don't feel like talking to us, just go to the meat market. And
I see. So, like, the butcher would be, like, his pseudo-therapist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's really nice to... Even if it's small talk, like, it's great to just talk to people while they're doing their tasks. Just talk to a human being.
Yeah.
Go outside.
Go to like your local fast food store and just like have a nice chat with the cashier. Your day will be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And genuinely, like we're actually being serious. Like you should, like we need to bring back. Okay, like back home, people it is not uncommon for people just be like, "Hey, what's up? Like, how's your coffee?"
Right.
And here,
people don't
never
talk to strangers
happens.
Here. Talk to a stranger.
Yes.
Your day will be so much better.
Yeah, as long as it seems like that stranger would love to talk to you too.
Yeah,
and
you know, sometimes people can be kind of like standoffish.
Yeah,
like
but like, you know, that's a part of just social interaction in general.
Yeah,
it's good
initiate
to know.
Conversation, just initiate it.
Yeah, exactly. But also knowing like, hey,
you have
I'm
nothing
not,
to lose.
You have nothing to lose, but also it's a great learning process. You're like,
yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm
even
not wanted
here. Even if it's humbling,
here.
It's
yeah,
fine.
It's good. It's all good. At least you made the effort.
Exactly.
Please.
Well, we've both clearly been there.
We're
yeah.
speaking from a vast array of experience here.
We don't have like that much time left. I feel like we've been yapping a lot this episode.
We've been yapping a lot. This
Michael
is
Yap. Then
Michael
again, it's
Yap.
Michael's.
Michael
last
Yaps.
Name.
That's what we do.
What do we want to listen to now? Guys, by the way, these charts are extensive. We're not going to play all of it.
Yeah.
If you want to see what's up in August 1991, go to the Instagram and you can see what we posted. Or you can also go to the online library. open.library.ubc.ca/collection/discorder.
Okay.
And you'll find a beautiful plethora of discorder
issues
dating back to 1983.
Yeah. I want to. We have seven minutes, Michael. Well, thankfully, we have a 7-minute song that I was hoping to close it out with.
Should we just do that? Guys, is this the end? Okay, now we have 6 minutes. You have to play it now.
Okay. This is I Love Him So Much. I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker.
Thank you for tuning in once again. Tune in 2 weeks to hear us yap again. We might be doing an interview. Yeah, Michael has no idea, but he did. Yeah.
Because we sent out those emails.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
But we're figuring it out. It's fine. In conclusion, go talk to someone. Email us if you need someone to talk to. And have a beautiful
Thursday.
Have a beautiful Thursday and rest of your week.
See you.
Bye. Cause I've been fooled in the past. Still I fall in love too easily.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. Still I fall.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.